First, a comment on the flowers this morning. There was once a widespread but apparently not universal practice of wearing a carnation on Mother's Day. When I started to share this with people, I was surprised how many people said, "Oh, I never heard that." So I had to go on Google, and then I found it was kind of spotty. And I can't remember whether it's Cuba. There's one country that it's a really big deal in. And when I was born in Northern Ontario, it was, at least there was a period of time where it was a big deal. And other people nod their head and say yes, and other people say, "I never heard that." You would wear a white carnation if your mother had died, and a red carnation if your mother was living. And as you can see this morning, we have a beautiful bouquet of carnations here. And my idea was that after the service, many of you would pick up a carnation. I also have some pins. And if you'd like to wear a carnation today in honor of your mother and mothering in general, please do so. There's a pair of scissors there, and people will help you to pin it on if you'd like to do that. I think it'd be a nice tradition to bring back. My mother has been dead since 1995. And as I was preparing the service, I was thinking she'd probably be pretty proud of me today. I started in ministry after she had died. So it's fine. Mother's Day. Okay, where to begin? It comes every year, and there are only so many things you can say about Mother's Day. But I'm taking a bit of a different tack this morning. If I start by reflecting on modern Mother's Day, the cards and the flowers and the expression of love for children, then the focus of Mother's Day is the honoring of the commitment of a mother to her child. And that is indeed a beautiful thing. In its idealized state, it starts before the birth of the child, and it continues as long as the mother lives. Mother's Day is seen to a large extent as a day for children and husbands to express their appreciation and love for the person who nurtured the children in the special way that mothers do. Unitarian Universalists like to credit Julia Ward Howe for getting the ball rolling on Mother's Day. And UU ministers never miss a chance to tell our UU stories. So, Julia Ward Howe is perhaps best known for writing the words to the American patriotic song, The Battle Hymn of the Republic. That song was written in the first year of the American Civil War in 1862. And it glorifies the cause of the North in that unspeakably brutal conflict. But by 1870, Julia Ward Howe, seeing the effects of war, was fighting for the cause of world peace. And that year, she published the Mother's Day Proclamation. And that's in her hymnal. It's number 573 as a reading that we could have done responsively. In part of it, she writes, "Our husbands shall not come to us reeking of carnage for caresses and applause. Our sons shall not be taken from us to unlearn all that we've been able to teach them of charity, mercy, and patience." She called upon mothers of the world to create an international Mother's Day that would celebrate both peace and motherhood. By 1873, there were 18 North American cities observing the new Mother's Day holiday. But the initiative lost its momentum and eventually died out. So Mother's Day, as we know it now, is credited to the work of Anna Jarvis, who in 1905, after her mother died, began a campaign to set aside a date to honor all mothers. Anna Jarvis delivered 500 white carnations to an early celebration of Mother's Day, forever identifying that flower with the holiday. It was 1914 when a bill to create Mother's Day was passed by the Congress of the United States. But it's an interesting note in reading Wikipedia that was made official in the United States in 1914, and although they give credit to the movement having started in the United States, according to Wikipedia, Canada made Mother's Day an official holiday in 1909. But I'd like to take a more spiritual, maybe even a mystical view of mothers and mothering this morning. I credit Debbie Eisen of the Mi'kmaq Native Friendship Center for sparking an epiphany for me in this regard. A spiritual take on Mother's Day. And I use the word spiritual here meaning a deep and profound connection with the reality of the world that we live in. In this case, a deep sense and a profound connection with the ability of women to bring forth life. The indigenous peoples the world over have this honoring of womanhood. And it resonates entirely and appropriately with a sense of awe and wonder at the female ability to bring forth and nurture life. This sense of awe and wonder and humility is evident in most indigenous cultures and goes back to the beginning of human culture. Some of our earliest human creations are sculptures that exaggerate the female form and the life-giving characteristics associated with it. Some of these sculptures from Europe date back to 25,000 before the Common Era, BCE. 25,000 years, almost 30, well, as close as they can date it, we might as well say 30,000 years ago, like the sculpture of the woman of Willendorf. Perhaps seeing that slide, you'll recognize it. And it's not unique. There are a number of these small sculptures celebrating the ability of women to give birth. These artifacts are interpreted by some as evidence of fertility rites and of the importance of female deities in early human culture. The ability to bring forth life was mystical and worthy of worship. Thank you. So we live in interesting times. Technology, specifically birth control, has allowed much more control over the process of conception. Other technological advances have led to the unprecedented prosperity that we enjoy, and that in turn has led to the reduction in family size, as children are no longer seen as a necessity for the survival of parents into old age. Women have rightly struggled mightily to win the right to control their bodies, to participate fully in the economy as wage earners, and to engage fully in the political process, and to be ministers, I might add. Somewhere along the line, we as human beings have largely lost any communal celebration of the ability of women to bring forth life. Perhaps I'm wrong to link that to technological advance. Perhaps that goes back much further to the roots of patriarchy. In order to maintain self-esteem and to keep women down, so to speak, men would be well served by playing down the ability to conceive and give birth, suckle and nurture a child. Perhaps the root of the problem is related to our idea of the separation of mind and body. When we fail to view humanity through a spiritual lens, when we separate ideas of mind and body, men have been able to see women as essentially equal, but unfortunately burdened by a complicated, limited body that is not built to compete physically and has all sorts of special needs related to reproduction. They don't really want to know what's involved for women. It serves men to think that the process is more or less automatic and an inevitable, straightforward, and biological function. It doesn't serve the male ego well to harbor the sense of profound awe and wonder at the unique abilities of women. And so Mother's Day becomes a day when we express appreciation for all the sacrifices that women have made on our behalf. And we do recognize those sacrifices. But there's a big difference between thanking your partner for her contribution to the family and living in awe and wonder of the whole process of creating and nurturing a child. That spiritual connection, that deep and profound sense of awe and wonder at the ability to bring forth a life. I think the person or man or woman who carved the woman of Willendorf, that little sculpture, it's only 11 centimeters tall, they knew something that we may have forgotten. My hope this morning is that we can all recover and cultivate a sense of wonder and awe and deep connection with the amazing processes of life that create and sustain us. We are all, men and women, part of the interdependent web of all existence. May we cultivate the appropriate sense of humility, awe, and wonder, and gratitude for the wonders of child conception and birth. And may we all stand in awe of our mothers. May it be so.